Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Big Hero 6. Well, a very bad man wants to seek revenge by annihilating the entire planet, and everyone's survival is now in the hands of 5 super smart nerds and 1 inflatable marshmallow man.
Alright, let me get this straight. A man in a kabuki mask attacked you with an army of miniature flying robots.
Microbots?
A lunatic in a mask just tried to kill us.
How cool is that? I mean, it's scary, obviously, but how cool?
Now, seriously, I'm a big fan of fun, cute, and clever, even if it comes with animation in 3D. With one tiny little caveat, that is, I cannot take, will not tolerate, and just plain check out if at any time said animation in 3D becomes gratuitous, pointless, and boring. So in this movie, all the cuteness and cleverness totally had me, until an hour later when the story became nothing more than a convenient backdrop for the onslaught of meaningless animation overload. Clearly, I'm not a kid anymore, but if you can't keep my attention for at least 2 long hours, how can you expect kids to be entertained? Once they run out of popcorn, sugar, and Slurpees, there better be something to keep them tuned in. So if you're up for something pretty darn great in the beginning that might turn into a babysitting nightmare at the end, this may be for you. So in our movie night traffic light, Big Hero 6 is a yellow light. Now into another movie about the annihilation of Earth, it's Interstellar. There comes a time when Earth can no longer support life and humans have to find someplace else to live. And Matthew McConaughey is the guy for the job, but he may have to sacrifice everything he loves to save us all.
Your daughter's generation will be the last to survive on Earth.
You're the best pilot we ever had.
Get out there and save the world.
We have a mission. Our mission does not work if the people on Earth are dead by the time we pull it off.
Am I gonna make it?
Yes, you are.
We'll find a way. We always have.
Now, one thing is for sure, Christopher Nolan, the writer, director, and producer of this movie, is far smarter than I will ever be. He has a way of coming up with very complex and intertwining ideas that are so complicated, you really have no idea if he's brilliant or completely nuts. I still haven't figured out his movie Inception, but I've learned to deal with that, so brilliant or nuts, he sure can entertain. This movie is filled with stars Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Matt Damon, Michael Caine, great acting, special effects, action, emotions, and suspense, not to mention life-altering decisions and giant quests across galaxies. So yes, all that takes time, nearly 3 hours, but hey, trying to save the human race is a lengthy business, so if you want something engaging, thought-provoking, maybe a bit mind-numbing, this is for you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Interstellar is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.